It's time for Thought for the Day on Radio Cracker.
Today's Thought for the Day is brought to us by Wesley Coulter.
About 750 years before Christ was born, the prophet Isaiah gave very specific details about the unique birth of the Messiah. When he wrote in verse 14 of chapter 7, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." And the prophet Micah, 700 years before the Lord was born, told exactly where he would be born. "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." Matthew's Gospel tells us both of these scriptures were fulfilled when the Lord Jesus Christ was born almost 2,000 years ago. In Luke chapter 2, we read the familiar story of the birth of the Saviour. Joseph and Mary had travelled from Nazareth to Bethlehem because the Roman Emperor, Caesar Augustus, wanted a census taken so that he could impose taxes across his empire. And so Jesus was born in a stable in Bethlehem after they arrived, because the town was so crowded there was no room for them in the inn. I love the fact that the angel wasn't sent to the self-important, nor to the religious elite, but to a group of despised shepherds sitting out in the fields guarding their sheep. Luke tells us the shepherds were terrified when the angel appeared beside them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them. It must have been a truly wonderful sight. It was no wonder the shepherds were frightened with great fear. The angel sought to reassure them and said they didn't need to be afraid, for he had a message of such marvellous good news. News which was just as great as their fear had been. What was this very great news? That the long-awaited Messiah had been born in Bethlehem, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. Matthew tells us in Matthew chapter 1, Joseph was told to call the baby Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. In the Hebrew, Jesus is Yeshua, meaning Jehovah saves. So his name describes what he came to do. And it still remains great and wonderful good news today, because as the angel said in verse 10 of Luke chapter 2, the news wasn't just for the shepherds, it was for every people. It includes all those who will turn from sin and accept him as Lord and Saviour. If you have not already come to him, why not come this Christmas time? Jesus said in John chapter 6 and verse 37, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out."